I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
The door opens.
I told you it was a fuckless trap. Come on.
It was a fuckless trap.
What level is protection from energy? Oh, you don't have any third level spells.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Hey, can you
thank
take
God.
This dagger out of my chest or push it all the way through? I don't know which one.
Pushing a dagger all the way through.
You're meant to leave it in.
Which one no,
you
do
you got to leave it in because if you take it out, it's going to hurt you more.
Oh, God.
We're all in there, D. I know. But if you take it out, you're going to bleed him. So you got to leave the dagger.
I'll leave the dagger in there.
Okay. Yeah, good. It's gonna suck if you need that dagger later, but
No, I got it there. It's last resort.
All right.
Okay.
Told you.
Yeah. Sometimes traps are designed purely to trap me. Maybe each trap in this dungeon has been tailored to each one of us. You thought there would be a magic coin.
Yeah. I don't know how.
You bad at riddles.
We're all bad at riddles.
We're all bad at riddles.
The next room is, it's quite a large room, maybe like 50 feet by 50 feet. It looks like a throne room of sorts. It's got the trappings and the decorations of a throne room. There is a red carpet, beautiful, okay, immaculate carpet, that leads to a throne at the other end of the room. Oh. There are columns, pillars on either side stretching along. They look decorative, not like
not supportive.
Okay. They each of the columns is carved into the shape of like a it's presumably Asarak each time, but in like a different pose holding the roof above. And you can see there are beautiful candelabras as well, lighting the room. And then the throne is also, it's kind of like a wide, like a couch almost. Okay. Upon this throne, you see the skeletal remains of a body. The body slowly rises, turns to face you, and says...
I wave.
Congratulations. You've made it past all my trials.
Oh, dude.
You've freed my soul.
Welcome.
What? And now I can rest in peace.
Who? I didn't mean to do that.
Go now.
Do any of you step into the room?
I think this guy's lying.
Whom? Who are you?
I think this is Azorak.
Is that Azorak? Does it look like Azorak?
I am Azorak.
No way.
You're Azorak?
Is he Azorak? Well, here's the thing.
Has anyone stepped into the room?
Is he Azorak?
He's about to.
Yeah.
I like, dude, is that the guy?
Azorak, you may be dead, but I'll kill you again.
All right, you step into the room.
I step into the room.
The floor immediately opens into a pit trap. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Vengeance don't make him clever, huh?
You know, nothing makes nothing of us clever, baby.
Look, you fall into the trap. Fuck. You start falling. You see spikes rushing up to meet you. You impact on the spikes.
Uh-oh.
And then you are teleported.
This fucking dungeon.
Where are you going?
I'm like leaning over. Oh, he fell so hard he went.
You take 28 points of damage.
Jesus
and then with
Christ.
A popping noise, you fall another 5 feet, taking a further.
God. Did he just fall above
the trap? You are teleported. You take another 2 points of damage. Okay. You are out the front.
I'm going to use this opportunity, I think, to take a long rest by myself outside.
You roll over, sit up, and you see a worm slithering away.
Lucky!
The worm is fucked. The worm has two giant eye stalks.
What?
What happened to Lucky?
It slithers away.
Lucky!
Get him! Grab him! We need him!
Lucky, you grab a regular-sized worm still?
No, yeah, he's a regular-sized worm.
But he just has fucked up eyes.
Yeah, he has, like, long, tall eye stalks
I pick
now.
Him up, and I'm looking at
he
him,
breathes
I'm like...
fire on you.
What happened to Lucky?
He got lucky.
Yeah, you're right. He's the luckiest worm there
you
is.
Are really fucking rolling low right now.
You're about to be killed by my worm.
No, I'm going to crush your worm.
A further 11 points
just
of fire damage.
Just let him go in the woods, yeah. Dave. You don't have to kill him.
And then we need to roll initiative.
He's Apex.
I'm fighting Lucky.
You're not fighting. Oh,
I can't believe this worm's about to go first. The worm breathes fire on you again.
Ah!
It is.
Lucky,
it's his lucky day.
You stand
it's
in my way.
He's the luckiest worm there is.
I
can
hate
Lucky
this
get luck points
worm.
At him?
Lucky's got way more than luck points.
That's
all right.
Good to hear.
Oh, no, that's
it's
terrible
your
to hear. I guess I strike Lucky down with my greatsword.
Just huck him
just throw him away.
Just throw him away to win.
Cut him in half with my sword.
Then you got two worms.
You got Lucky in one hand. You use your greatsword to swing down. You smoosh Lucky, destroying him.
Oh, fuck.
I then long
Jackson rest. Jackson and Zamet, what do the two of you do?
So I'm
long resting now, right? I want a
well,
long
that takes 8 hours.
Yeah,
so.
No, I know, but yeah, I just right. want to make sure that that's happening.
All right. So the pit trap that's open, is that the whole floor? Or is it
no,
just
it's just a 5-foot square.
Okay.
You could jump over it if you wanted to.
Hey, where did he go?
Asarak does not respond.
If I come in there, are you going to get me?
Asarak does not respond. He goes back down to a lying, reclining
are
position.
Well, I'm not going back. I'll jump.
You jump? Yeah. All right.
I fall in.
You're just going to go outside to find your worm cut in half and me asleep.
You're quite strong, yeah. You fuck up the jump. You fall into the hole. You hit the spikes, and then you were teleported.
Hey, quick question.
Dusha, did you move?
No.
All right. Jackson, you take 24 points of damage.
In the sleeping form of Dusha.
I woke you up.
How does this keep happening? Just move.
You telefrag Dusha. Both of you take 33 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Boy.
That would be so close to me being down, I think.
Yeah, neither of you are doing good. Oh, I nearly did 333 points of damage. All right, Dusha, you're on 24. Jackson, you're on 15. Zama, what do you do?
I think my long rest was interrupted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Adam, should we climb down into there and see where they went?
It's a long way down.
I look back where we whence we came.
You turn around and you see that the wooden door is gone.
Oh.
You can make the job. Surely you can make the
job. Yeah, but then what? Then it's just me with this scally man.
I can do it.
And Adam.
Adam says, I'll do it. I'll do the jump if you want.
You do it, I'll be after you.
Adam takes
clears
a bit of a run up.
With ease. Looks very handsome.
I'm suspicious he's
Adam fucks
fall
up
in.
The jump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jackson.
Jackson, did you move?
No.
I don't think either of us did.
I don't think me or Dusha moved.
All right. Adam telefrags Jackson and Dusha.
Why? Why do you not move?
Why are we so stupid? Because I never assumed there'll be another person.
Yeah,
Adam takes 30 points of damage.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Dusha and Jackson, everything goes dark.
At least Adam can heal us.
Oh, death saving throws our good friend.
Fingers crossed Adam survived that.
He's barely been
Zamet, what would you like to do? Right? All of your friends have fallen into this one hole.
After everything we've been through, that's just, would you say 5 foot?
Fuck.
Yeah,
no, it's like 60 feet.
Oh, no, across. Like,
oh, yeah, it's 5 foot across. Yeah, yeah. It's like,
yeah, so
like
a 5 foot opening in the floor.
If you were tall enough, you could step across.
Damn.
Is it comfy enough here to take a long rest?
You could try to take a long rest here.
There is a skeleton in the room.
You are kind of in a dungeon right now. It doesn't look like a safe space to take it.
No one to to protect me. I'm so alone and fragile. I'm a little weird goblin. I'll work for him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll jump.
All right, you try to jump.
Wait.
It's worked before.
Wait, did we?
You guys have moved yet?
No, we're unconscious.
It's on our name now.
Before I jump, seeing all my idiots have all, if they're just my good friends, is there any other, can I sidestep this or is it taking up the whole thing?
No, it does take up the entire doorway.
Okay, can I investigate what else I can see? Before I jump, I'm like, wait.
What do you mean investigate? What are you saying? You just scan the room?
Yeah, well,
I've told you everything you could see, unfortunately.
Okay, it's just Asterix having a nap.
Yeah,
jump.
All right.
Surely one of us.
Oh, wait, that's not the right
role. If Zammit doesn't make it, then it's a trap.
Zammit, you make it to the other side.
God.
The floor opens.
Oh, I see.
You
how
fall
this is.
Into an identical pit.
Can I deck save this at all?
You already failed the saving throw.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Move an extra 5 feet? Is that? Can I? If I were to move an extra five feet, you want to jump
even further?
Yeah.
All right. You jump onto. You like do a quick hop, skip, and a jump. You like leap off the opening trapdoor.
Yep.
You land. You're 15 feet into the room. The floor opens.
Now then,
you need to make. Well, no. Actually, you get a dexterity saving throw now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You move another. All right. So, you're 15 feet into the room. The room is 50 feet long and 25 feet to each side. Well, actually, you're kind of directly in the middle, so it's 20 feet, to each side. What direction do you want to go?
And so there's nothing on either side. It's Azarak.
There's pillars. There's the pillars.
Jump onto one of the pillars.
Hold on to a pillar.
Yeah.
And is there a clear, like, way forward, or is it Azarak is in the middle? That's it.
If
Azarak's in the middle.
Azarak seems to be the only destination.
Grab him, put him in the pit, I reckon.
Yeah.
Send him out to us.
So you step forward, you jump forward.
Is there any, demarcations on the floor, or is there anything that looks maybe different?
Well, there's the carpet on the floor, but the carpet has so far, the carpet has been opening up before you. You've only stepped on carpet, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look, I'll go to Azarak. Why not?
All right, so you go 20 feet into the room.
Yep.
The floor opens before you.
Yeah,
fall.
Damn. Okay, well.
You hit the ground. Well, you hit the spikes. Now, highs or lows?
Highs.
Uh-oh.
Did Adam think, oh, shit, someone's coming behind me?
Surely.
Okay. Highs or lows? It's going to be, I'm going to say you have to really fuck this one up because Adam probably did think of it.
Adam is more on the ball than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Lows? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
100% Adam.
You really shouldn't have been. All right, you telefrag everyone.
Why? How? We're trying.
All right.
That's two failed
saves. You take 24 points of damage.
That's cool.
Adam takes 24 points of damage.
Yeah. To die outside.
Dusha, you get two failed saving throws.
Yeah.
Jackson, you get two failed saving throws.
Awesome.
All right, does Adam have any mass healing? Because otherwise he's got a pick.
It's also funny to die
you,
outside
the
dungeon.
One after the other fucking telefrag.
Guys, new rule. You're a cultist.
Oh, thank God. All right, Adam has mass healing word.
Okay, thank goodness. Yeah, that's when all we're right. up, we'll establish a new rule. If you teleport anywhere,
take five footsteps somewhere.
Everyone recovers 12 hit points. Jackson and Duji, you both wake up.
Hey, boy. Oh! I made it pretty far into the room. But as you can see, not far enough.
Well, the good news is we're going to get that poem again.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think before we do that, let's heal up, rest up.
How are you on? Why are you burnt?
Why is your face burnt and where's my worm?
Your worm went through the portal.
Why would you assume the worm was here?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, good point. Fair enough. I don't know where you went, though.
When it bounced back, my thing bounced back from the iron door.
That's right. You have your birth today. Okay, fair enough.
That makes sense.
Yeah, fickle. All right, okay. We'll take a rest, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. While everyone lies down, I just brush the remains of Lucky off my hand.
I move away from the teleportation. Any other random adventurer. We just move
for the first time ever.
You forgot again.
We just move.
It's so fucking funny.
We just move.
I cannot believe that you literally went, you were standing on the spot. were standing there and you were like, let's not stand here.
Let's just, it's a hassle.
And then you sat down and nearly began having a long rest on the spot that you said not to stand.
And we're not doing that.
We're all out of the way.
Oh, fuck.
We have a long, long rest.
We crawl into a big pile and sleep.
And then we're back at the start of the dungeon, fully healed, ready to have another crack.
All right. So
let's read this poem.
Yeah.
Some might say basically square one.
Yep. let's just have another crack.
Yeah, we'll have another crack.
We'll crack it as a rack. All right, let's look at this poem.
We know what we're doing now.
All right. So you...
Yeah, okay. So just quick question. Does anyone remember what buttons to press in the right order?
Adam surely does.
I think...
Well, Adam Cannavale, the DM, does not remember.
No. Joel Dusha, the player, and Joel Dusha, the character, do remember.
Okay, good.
Maybe I say it in a mocking tone. Do any of you boys remember how to press
it blue, purple, yellow?
There was no purple.
Damn.
It's yellow. So the colors are yellow on the left, blue at the top,
orange.
And orange, and it's in that order.
Yeah.
So bang, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No. You just mimed the wrong.
You said on the left, yeah? Left?
So left is yellow.
Yeah, so bang.
Top.
Oh, top.
Yeah.
Blue.
And then blue.
Then eventually. Yeah.
All right, so you reread the poem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Asarak welcomes you to his tomb of horrors.
You're welcome.
Welcome. He'll die like all the others, trying to steal his precious treasure.
Haven't yet.
Treasure.
So he has a clue to lead you to a quick death. Okay. Any of these options will do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Stray your path from the arch of mist. The green tiles shall do. In a hallway of colors, detect none. A door is your way through. If shades of red stand for blood, then give false answers to my thrall.
We did that. That was Bing Bong.
A chapel of death brings fortune upon an altar, so stay away from the wall.
Okay, so Chapel of Death brings fortune, so I guess...
If we had to put the coin... Because remember when you pulled out the coin, both the slot and the altar glowed?
So we could have put in the coin and the altar and got a treasure.
Which probably would have turned the treasure into heaps of treasure, but then we would have, been set on fire. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right. We did that one. Tick.
Let time reach zero to find your end and fall back to the beginning.
So we fall back down a hole and now we're here. Okay.
Ignore my minions from times ago and float yourself to the ceiling. Stab the door and look upon a room.
I got a broom that can fly.
And I've got boots that can fly.
I thought it was so fucking funny the entire time. I was like, do they not remember?
No, we don't.
It also didn't matter because I didn't know that the floor was going to open.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. The broom mattered.
All right, stupid. Let's go.
Ignore my minions from times ago and float yourself to the ceiling. Stab the door and look upon a room that has nothing more to the viewer's eye. You've left my tomb to never return, and now your souls will die.
Okay, so this gets confusing because let's remember at the start it says, here's some quick tips to die.
Yeah.
But now it's saying stab the door. So do we not stab the door?
Or is it like, is it just like in...
You've got to do these things, but don't do this last thing?
Or like you're doing these things and you probably will die in these rooms because you'll do them wrong, but these riddles are legitimate.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's...
All right, so let's go after float up. So we've got to go float up in the room where we fell down.
Yeah. Yep. Don't stab a door or do stab a door.
Stab a door. We stabbed the door, didn't we? Well, you blew up a door with the thing.
I don't think that was the riddle. I don't think that was the one they're referring to.
Okay, that's out of order.
That's out of order.
Okay.
You have really fucked up in understanding this riddle, and I really am sad I couldn't keep it together.
Oh, yeah, no, because, like, all that we do the stuff.
No, you don't know how you fucked up.
Yeah, we have no idea.
You don't know how you fucked up because you've not encountered it yet.
Okay, so we stab a door. What's next?
Then you just said, then you're back outside and your souls are mine.
That's it?
No. It's gaze upon the... No, we skipped
you
the bit.
You missed so much.
Jax is just really excited to get to the end of it because he hates thinking about poems and words.
Okay, yeah. So we float up, stab a door. What was the next line? The next stanza?
We'll go back and look at it.
I genuinely am not sure. All right, so... Ignore my minions from times ago and float yourself to the ceiling.
So the minion would be the guy saying, like, I'm Azarath.
Yeah, it was Azarath.
Stab the door and look upon a room that has nothing more to the viewer's eye.
So look into an empty room after you stab the door.
And look into an eye or some shit. Yeah,
you've
right.
left my tomb to never return, and now your souls will die.
Yeah, that was my... That's where I got to stab a door and look in an eye.
All right, let's go.
Well, we're pretty much done. We just fucked up the last...
Yeah, yeah. Boop, boop, boop. Off we go.
Boop, boop, boop.
Stab a snake. Off we lead. All right. We
try and speed run our way.
Oh, actually, is Bink Bonk alive again?
So, you get to the archway.
Yeah.
What colors do you press in what order?
So, yellow, blue, orange.
All right. The vapor disappears. You step in.
I step in.
Everybody, wait, one at a time.
One at a time.
And then if you go, move. So you step and go forward.
I'm like, did you pay attention to the colors I pressed, I say to the bottom. Don't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, I step through. Give it 30 seconds and I will move out of the
way.
Okay,
yeah, that's a good plan.
So count to 30, then press the button, step through. So I walk through.
All right, if you count to 30, no one's going to get telefried.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone moves through into the next corridor. Hey. The plaster, you've noticed actually. You would have noticed when you teleported back to the beginning. The plaster has been reset.
Oh, was that? Oh, your dog, man.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that that door upstairs? No, who cares? Don't worry about it.
Okay, so you're in that great hall with the archway up the other end and all the different paintings and pictures.
I love these doors. They stab me in the guts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so ignore the gut stabber doors.
Well, you don't see any doors. They're covered up.
Yeah, we've got to... Okay, so anyone that's not holding a gem, we've got to cut a hole in that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you destroy every part of the wall that doesn't have a gem.
Yes, and that reveals two doors. One's double doors and one's a single door, right?
Well, no. You reveal two doors and then just a passageway.
We go through the passageway.
Anyone get
stabbed
in the guts?
No, maybe not.
Good.
Oh, wait, does that stab a door? Is this
out of
order?
Oh, sorry, no, it is. It is two double doors, so you are correct. And then one single door. There is a lock upon the door.
Oh, this... I don't have lockpicks. I can't do this one.
Well, no, you can't actually roll to lockpick a door without lockpicks. You just don't get your proficiency bonus.
I fold my arms.
Well, we can't do it. You're the guy.
I've got the regenerate spell, Adam says.
If we need a wizard thing, he does it. If we need a Fido thing,
he's not a wizard.
He keeps saying he's a wizard.
He's not a wizard. He's a paladin.
Wait.
Yeah.
Before you do this, where did this room lead? So when we open this door,
Blink block.
I need a description of the room that we're about to go into, if you can remember.
It's a corridor and it turns to the left on the same level and then it goes down.
Yeah. Were the walls of any significance? Or was it just stone?
I don't think so.
Are you going to step through? Are you going to tell dimension doors?
We're going to dimension door it if we can.
Yeah, then save your hands.
But we need to be confident that we remember where we're going.
I remember it, dude. It's like a photographic, puppetographic memory.
All right, I cast Dimension Door.
All right, you cast...
Oh, wait, hang on.
Can you cantrip this one?
Oh, fuck burning through the door.
Yeah.
Cast Dimension Door, and then I'm just thinking of the room with the gems. I know how that went.
The room with the gems.
The countdown from 20.
Oh, yeah, it's thinking of that room.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Clever.
Skip a whole bunch
of the dungeon.
Because I can remember how that room goes exactly.
Yeah.
There's 20 gems on the ceiling that count down from 20. There's a big red button in the room. The room's made of stone.
What color were the gems?
Yeah. They were blue.
Yeah, they were. Nice. Yeah, now, because you know when we use magic on it and then bounce back, then I got a knife in my
belly.
But
I also used like a cantrip on them.
Yeah. You used like a damaging magic, not a... How could a dimension door bounce back?
I'm just wondering if there's any kind of like magical thing. It's like you can't do this.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I think
we're about to find out.
All
right. I guess as you slept,
I think what would happen, look, I haven't used dimension door much in my times because I'm mostly hellbent on vengeance.
Yeah, that's we know. Fair.
But when I do cast it,
just like how Jesus Christ parted the Red Sea.
Yeah,
or
he
whatever,
only did it once. Yeah.
We're going to do
was
this.
Moses. I imagine if it's going to fail, the door just won't open.
Yeah, you got to hope.
Yeah.
You can only take one other person with you.
Fuck. Well, I guess that isn't going to work.
Yeah, okay. I guess you're lockpick and lockpick boy.
Lockpick boy
and
lockpicks.
Lockpick and lockpick boy. All right, you try to lockpick the door?
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
To save my fingers. I coincidentally have the exact tool required to complete a task. You may still require a roll, and the tool will break after being used.
Uh-huh. All right. You pat your pockets, thinking, like, do I have any other lockpicking tools? You feel in your back pocket the shape of a key.
Oh, that's right.
All right, I have this key for so long.
From the key merchant.
Yeah.
Where I got my bag of dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, you can use your dogs again now.
That's better than a worm.
It's not. We can send the dogs in.
To where?
I don't know. Fight Azeroth.
Oh, yeah. See what happens.
They'll fold that off.
And they'll be telefracking to each other.
To see what will happen.
Yeah.
I use this. Well, we can bring your dog around and shoot it with an arrow. Just to see what will happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll
be
different.
Real dogs.
Yeah. They aren't real dogs.
I open the door. All right. Saving, like, kiss my little fingers.
Yeah.
The latch slams shut on the key. Yeah. But the key is designed... Actually, maybe this key isn't perfectly designed for this. Normally, the key would fit between the jaws. This one does not. And so it breaks. And you will not be able to use it again.
Yeah.
As the card says.
We're through, at least.
Okay. The door, you can open the door and you travel down that little passageway. You see that split off junction where you met the goblin?
I'd love to talk to Blue Blunk again, but we will end up fighting snakes again.
Oh, we know the riddles.
No, but he'll probably do different riddles.
Mm. What if we yell out, Blink Blunk?
He is pretty...
There's no response.
Blink Blunk?
There's no response.
He wants to check if Blink Blunk is there. He doesn't have
to answer any of the riddles.
That's true.
We just need to see him.
No, but what did answering the riddles do? Well, because we got
it
wrong.
He gave you that ring of protection.
Oh, yeah. So which I still have.
Yeah. Sometimes you get good things out of Blink Blunk.
We're going to fight some snakes. But
all we're going to ask, we just ask Blink Blunk, Blink Blunk, are you going to do the same riddles as before? And if he says yes, we're like, great. If he's like, no, I got different ones, we're like, oh, well,
actually, no, I got a good idea. All right, let's go see if Blink Blunk's there.
All right, wait,
what if the snakes are there?
No, it's all right. Yeah, what if the snake...
Everything else,
I got a good idea. All right, so we know where it is.
Yeah,
so we like approach stealthily, okay. Or like sneaking because we're like, what about the snake?
You want me to sneak?
No,
up?
No. I'm sneaking up
because
I've got a plan.
You're
I'm actually
so much armor. You sneak forward.
Plus
you're
two
audition.
Stealth. Oh,
you're
right.
You have disadvantage.
Yeah, you're an armor, right. Dude. Well, look, can
all
I quickly...
right, you sneak your way forward.
Let me check my
as
stealth.
You approach the room.
I got plus 15.
As you approach the room, you see that there is the, sure enough, there is the skeleton of a goblin sitting in the middle
Plague
of the room.
Blog.
It turns around as you approach. Hello.
What's your name?
Hang on. Where is it?
He's got a remember.
Adam doesn't remember. Leave me alone.
Isn't it Blink Blonk?
Big Bonk.
Big Bonk.
I met Blink Blonk here earlier. Are you
no,
the
you met me earlier.
Will we be saying your name wrong?
That's embarrassing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Big Bonk.
Big Bonk?
Blink
Bonk. Big Bonk.
Big Bonk.
Big Bonk.
Big Bonk.
Yeah, I was
big
right.
Bonk.
Do you enter into the room?
Yeah, I think it's Big Bonk. So I feel like it's safe.
Do you want to come on an adventure, Big Bonk?
Sure, you got to fight those snakes first.
What snakes?
You look up.
What?
All right, we'll go to initiative, but it actually gets a surprise round.
Wait, I can't be...
Oh, can't be surprised? We can't be surprised. We can't be surprised.
They can't be surprised, I think. Yeah. No, I know the... Yeah, it's weapons that each of you have. Well, two of you have.
Yeah, he's got a weapon.
That's right.
A weapon of warning.
Can't surprise me.
Honestly, I don't have that.
Actually, Jackson doesn't have it.
Oh.
No, Jackson does have it. Dusha doesn't.
My, right. My hammer's Dusha. Just like, snakes.
But your friends can't be...
Yeah, it works for my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't be surprised, so he is acting this turn. That's surprised as a condition.
Yeah. Doesn't it affect my friends as well, though?
Why would it affect your friends?
It says you and your friends can't be surprised.
You and your allies.
You and any of your companions within 30 feet of you. You are correct. Yep. Sorry, I thought it was just you.
Okay, well, that's a great that one? Yeah.
Wait, the snakes.
Okay, no, that's all right. I got a great plan for this fucking snake.
Yeah, fuck these snakes. I'm sick of them.
I hide.
I'm killing these fucking snakes.
No, you don't need to kill these fucking snakes.
Oh, you got them?
You gotta convert them?
No.
Convert them to the way of Christ?
Oh, dangerous. They form Jesus Christ to just join us. No. So, a big group of snakes?
Yeah, one moment. Hang on.
Guessing they also had a long rest, huh?
That's all right. I know where I can... I know what to do. I'm thinking outside the box now.
Okay, I'm excited to hear. I hope you're first.
Me too.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be significantly harder to do what I wanted to do.
Actually, you're lost. All right, Jackson, you're first.
Okay.
You look up, you feel like a magical, right before Big Bonk points upwards, you feel like a flaring of your, in your hammer. Your hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know you're about to be attacked.
I wish you were more concerned about my safety, Big Bonk. I'll swing my hammer into the snakes.
They're too high.
Okay, I'll throw a hand axe at the snakes.
Right. Critical failure. I'm just gonna rule that it comes back down and hits you in the head. I'm not gonna actually do a card for that one. You take 4 points
up,
of damage.
Turn around to you guys, smug. But it's hit me in such a way I don't notice.
All right.
Did I get him?
See.
Oh, dude.
You've got two more attacks, Jackson.
Take.
How much damage did he take?
Just point to your axe.
He took 10 points of damage.
You wanna, my axe on the ground?
Yeah, you want to throw it back up.
You want to
throw it? Yeah.
You hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You deal 8 points of damage.
All right. Take that, snakes. And then I'll throw it a third time, I guess.
Well, you throw your other axe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, fair. So I've got one axe embedded in my head, and then one axe in the snakes.
Well, no, both of your axes are in the... Are you stupid?
Well, no, I picked one up. I thought I had two axes.
Yeah, you took...
I thought I had two axes. I thought I threw one axe at the snakes and fell down back into my head. Yeah. I didn't notice. And then I grabbed my other axe and threw it up into the air.
Okay, and now how many...
And
okay.
Then your third attack using
I
your...
thought the axe you came said... back down to me.
We pointed at your axe on the ground and you said I pick it up and throw it. Did you not?
I thought that was my second axe. How was it on the floor? I thought, I didn't know why you were assuming it was on the floor.
I was also imagining it lodged in your head, yeah.
Okay, can I, instead of my mystery third axe?
Well, you don't have, no, this works. Okay. This works, you just pull the axe out of your head.
Okay.
We don't need to go back. Okay. You had enough axes, you just thought for a second that you had three.
Okay.
All right. It's the snake's turn.
Oh, okay. No.
Everyone needs to make a dexterity saving throw. The snakes start dropping down and landing on and around you.
Got that haste thing again.
That's true.
Adam is probably going to fail this. Yeah, Adam fails. Zamet, you have historically...
I'm bad at this.
Despite the fact that you rolled... Nah, you passed.
All right. Flippity flop, flop, flap.
Joel, you fail this time.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah. No. No. Snakes in
haste
here.
Yourself.
I got a fucking great bonus on saves, too. This sucks shit.
All right. Jackson and Joel Zamet, both of you pass.
Yeah. Nice.
You will still take half damage, though.
It's a swapper this time.
Evasion. When you are subjected to an effect, it allows you to make a dex saving throw, take only half damage, you instead take no damage.
You will take no damage from this attack. Adam takes 11 points of damage.
Joel, it's not a melee attack, is it?
It doesn't count as a melee attack.
Be cool to fight like a
humanoid enemies so I can be of worth.
It'd be sick to just keep fighting snakes. I hope every boss in this is snake.
It'd be nice
I know I called it a boss, Adam. Don't jump in. I know it's just snakes.
To us, it's a boss.
The snakes are just one enemy, technically, right?
Yeah, they count as a swarm. They're treated as one enemy.
I'm excited for whatever your diabolic plan is.
It's this.
Oh, I see.
I think that'll work.
We're going to go with them.
I know a great pit of spikes that I remember pretty well.
Dimension Door?
Yeah.
One willing creature.
Fuck!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.